ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम ओम सहनाववतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यंकरवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ओम शांति शांति शांति। We are seeing really a very nice, a beautiful portion of this Kathopanishad, because this is this portion mainly Lord Yama is unfolding what exactly Nachiketas wanted. So today we are seeing the next mantra. And this the previous mantra, the third mantra which we saw yesterday. A fact revealed is that there is reality, the truth, which is beyond everything and beyond which nothing is. And that truth is, that reality is subtlest. Therefore, it is all pervasive. Being all pervasive, and it's also independent, and this very nature is knowing. Knowing is the very nature of that reality. The reality, when you say reality, what does the word reality mean? Reality or the truth in its ultimate sense means that without which nothing in the world can exist. The world cannot even exist. That because of which alone something called the universe enjoys existence. That which without which the universe cannot exist at all is the reality of the universe, the truth of the universe. So when we use the term universe or the cosmos, it includes everything. It includes all the individual beings, of course the elements and elementals, the functions and actions, the results of actions, the laws which determine the results, the paths of opposites, experiences, everything including time and space. So nothing here which is other than the reality. So that reality is the subtlest and beginningless, endless, changeless. And it has no cause. Which means there's no beginning, means there's no cause. Beginningless, therefore causeless. Therefore it is independent. So beginningless, therefore causeless, causeless, therefore independent, and all pervasive. And this abstract reality has to be arrived at, can be arrived at only in terms of its nature, especially the nature of knowing, the specific nature of knowing. ज्ञानस्वरूपेणैव चित्स्वरूपेणैव वस्तु अवगन्तव्यम्। द रियालिटी हैज टू बी अराइव्ड एट ओनली इन टर्म्स ऑफ इट्स नेचर ऑफ कॉन्शियसनेस, ओनली इन टर्म्स ऑफ इट्स नेचर ऑफ नोइंग। यस, रियालिटी इज ओनली ट्रूथ ऑफ एवरीथिंग, देयरफॉर रियालिटी अलोन इज देयर इज एवरीथिंग। ऑल दैट इज ओनली द रियालिटी, but still that reality can be arrived at, has to be arrived at only in the only for a human being in one's own mind, as the very truth of the antahkaranam. That too as a truth of the antahkaranam, truth of the mind means as a truth of the very I, the first person singular pronoun. that as the truth of the subjective knowledge, Swarup of the knower. This is the only way it has to be arrived at. And that truth, which has to be arrived at in terms of its nature of knowing, is implied by the term Atma, which is the same truth implied with the Atma is also meant by, implied by another term, Brahma, as the truth of the whole cosmos. And Atma is, why is it? Why this reality is? It is because being is its very nature, existence is its very nature. Why it is? It is. That is Swarupam. So being existent, existence is the nature of the reality. And because this reality is, there's something called a universe enjoys its status of being existent. Therefore, we say the reality of the universe is the Atma or Brahma. And reality of the entire universe is Atma or Brahma means reality of everything in the universe. Every individual in the universe also is the same truth. There's no difference. And here we see in all the living beings, being all pervasive, reality is there everywhere, pervading everything in and through. As the very content of everything, as the truth of everything, reality is there all pervasively. But in non-living things, reality, though it is present, though it is very much there as the truth of everything, reality is not available for recognition in non-living things. In living beings, reality is available for recognition. So where is the recognizability for the reality? Only in living beings. In non-living things, it's not available for recognition. Because it's not available for recognition, we also mistake that, oh, there's no Atma there. When something is not available for recognition, that non-recognizability is mistaken for non-existence. Really speaking, what is there is only the reality. And the reality is in the form of very existence of everything. Just as water is in the form of existence of the ocean and the waves, just as the gold is in the form of existence of the ornaments, just as wood is in the form of existence of the furniture, so also reality, inexplicably subtlest reality, all-pervasive reality is in the form of very existence of time and space, existence of all the forms, names and functions, all the beings which within the realm of time and space. And that reality is available for recognition only in living beings, because in living beings, there is manifestation of the reality. In what form? Again, reality, the nature of reality is manifested. Reality is manifested in the living beings. In non-living things, there's no manifestation. In living beings, there's manifestation. So where there is manifestation of reality, there reality is recognizable. Reality is available for recognition. Where there's no manifestation, it is not available for recognition. And living beings, how is it available for recognition? It is, as we are recognize reality in term, because we understand reality being manifested. And when the reality, which is of the nature of knowing, is manifested as manifestation of knowledge, when we see the manifestation of knowledge, that manifested knowledge is looked upon as Ishvara. That is how reality, though from the standpoint of reality is not a cause, reality is looked upon as the cause from the standpoint of the world, inert material world. So in all the living beings, there is life. The life is evident. Life is the evidence here that there is consciousness. And the life is possible because of the functions. Functions are happening because of the order backing the functions. Order is possible because there's knowledge backing the order. And the knowledge we don't see through physical eyes. And the knowledge which we understand, the knowledge being manifest, is understood. We can understand knowledge being manifested because there is knowledge, the innate knowledge, which we understand it is there, but we don't see it through physical eyes. It is the knowledge obtaining in the heart, lungs and kidneys, backs up the order involved in every the function of every organ. And because of the order, there's a certain way how every organ functions. All involuntary functions are possible because of the order involved in the functions. That is why any discipline is studied. If a person learns the order in which the heart functions, he is a cardiologist. The person studies, understands the order involved in kidneys, the function of kidneys, he is a nephrologist. There's an order. And that order is possible. Without knowledge, there cannot be an order. And the ஒழுங்கை பின்னால் ஒரு நேர்த்தி இருக்கிறது. நேர்த்திக்கு பின்னால் ஒரு ஞானம் இருக்கிறது. There's knowledge backing the order. That knowledge is Ishvara. And when Pooja Swamiji used to say, I have to remember Pooja Swamiji because Swamiji alone made it very clear that Ishvara being there as order, universal, natural, moral law and order. Right from the ant, whether a cough, whether a bird, whether a worm, every living being, all the plants, varieties of plants, all of them survive. All the living beings survive without being dependent on other beings for their help. Some used to say this. Who teaches this ant to go and find, locate where the sugar is? Wherever something sweet, immediately you can see how they queue up and come. They find out. Who teaches the bird to build the nest? Who teaches the calf to suck milk from the mother's udder? Already is knowledge. That knowledge is already there in every living being to live its life. For an ant to live a ant's life, for a frog to live a frog life, for a monkey to live a monkey's life. Adequate knowledge, every living being is blessed with adequate knowledge. That knowledge we don't see through physical eyes, but we can understand the knowledge being manifested in all the living beings. That knowledge manifested is Ishvara. Which means there's a source of knowledge. Because of the presence of which the manifestation is possible. That source of all knowledge is implied by the term Atma or Brahma, or the reality, which is said to be reality. So Shuddham Jnanam Shuddham Chaitanyam is Atma Brahma, implied by the term Atma or Brahma. And Vyaktam Jnanam, manifested knowledge, is Ishvara. So what is Ishvara? Ishvara is just the name given to the knowledge which is manifested. The Ishvara here. is manifestation of knowledge. So now, when we come to our own physical body, this physical body, having all various physical parts, is actually has life only as long as there is subtle body, indwells this gross body. Subtle body, subtle aspects. All subtle aspects, all subtle functions, sukshma, vishayaha, subtle aspects. The subtle alone is capable of manifesting the consciousness, manifesting the knowledge. It's exactly like the wall is earthen, mirror also is earthen. But where can you see your reflection? Wall is also earthen product, mirror also is earthen product, but still mirror can reflect your face, wall cannot reflect your face. A transparent floor, a tile can reflect things, but not the wall. Everything is earthen, but why one is able to reflect your face? The wall is not able to reflect your face because the wall has no transparency, whereas mirror has transparency. Similarly here, don't stretch the examples. Please take the example, understand what has been understood, and then drop it there itself. Similarly, the physical body is also a product of inert material, elemental product. Body, these subtle aspects, antahkaranam also is inexplicably subtlest matter, is also elemental product. But where is the manifestation of consciousness? Consciousness is there pervading in and through everything, the physical body, the sense organs, everything is pervading. Consciousness is pervading because in consciousness everything exists. But still, where there is manifestation? Only in the mind there is manifestation. And from the mind, through the mind, there's manifestation of consciousness in all the sense subtle powers. And when this manifestation of consciousness in the mind first of all becomes conscious mind, sentient mind, a functional mind. When this conscious sentient mind is present in the physical body, then all subtle powers also become conscious and sentient, being backed by this conscious mind. When all the subtle powers are conscious and sentient and functional, the physical body also is active and alive, alive. The life of the physical body is dependent on the presence of the conscious subtle mind within the body. So conscious subtle mind must be present within the physical body. Then the physical body, all subtle aspects will be conscious and sentient, functional. Then the life is possible. Physical body can be alive. When his mind departs from the physical body, along with the mind, what goes is the manifestation of consciousness. Reflection of consciousness, manifestation of consciousness also leaves the physical body. Consciousness does not leave. Consciousness, the Atma, the pure consciousness, the pure knowledge implied by the term Atma does not move, cannot move, because we know very well Sarvagatatvam, Sarvavyapakatvam, all pervasiveness is the nature of the reality, Atma. So all pervasive cannot move. Sthanuhu, Achalaha, we learned in Bhagavad Gita. Atma is Achalaha, immovable, unsthanuhu, unmoving. Why? Because Sarvagata is all pervasive. So Atma never travels. Atma cannot move an inch from where it is. Atma is of the nature of all pervasiveness. Sarvagataha, sthanuhu, achalaha. Remember these three words. Atma doesn't move. Atma doesn't go. But what is that? which departs from the physical body. The departure of which makes the physical body dead. What is death? Departure of conscious, sentient, functional mind. Okay, conscious, sentient mind from the physical body is the death of the physical body. The presence of the conscious, sentient mind is the life of the physical body. The body has to get disintegrated when the physical, the conscious mind leaves. And who can determine the departure of the conscious, sentient mind? Even mind itself is inert matter only. Mind by itself does not have life of its own, existence of its own, consciousness of its own, sentience of its own, the functioning capacity of its own. No. It is the manifestation of consciousness. Because mind happens to have the fortune of being the manifesting medium of consciousness. Mind serving as a manifesting medium of consciousness. Mind becomes conscious, sentient, and functional. So mind is ever conscious and sentient mind, because mind is always the subtlest material product, so it always it can consciousness manifest in the mind. So when the mind is conscious, mind is present, it is functional. Only then the conscious thoughts which support, which go through the sense powers, make all the 10 powers conscious, sentient, and functional. It is not enough the conscious mind is present within the body. The conscious sentient mind must be functional mind. Only then all 10 powers also can be functional. All the 10 powers can become conscious, sentient, and functional. Only when the mind is functional. The mind becomes non-functional, then all the 10 powers also become non-functional. When all the 10 powers become non-functional, the mind is non-functional, all the 10 powers become non-functional, then the body is not dead, body is as good as dead. Body is as though dead, even though pranas are functional. So here, let us remember, let us understand our deep sleep state. In deep sleep state, don't think I'm simply talking. It's very important to understand the subtle facts. Understanding, let us go to the mantra. In deep sleep state, what happens? In deep sleep state, mind is present within the physical body. But the antakarma is present, but it is non-functional. Non-functional means what? Non-functional mind is, mind means there is no manifestation of knowledge. That consciousness is, mind is conscious, sentient, but still there's no manifestation of knowledge of existence of the self. In terms of I am, there's no manifestation of the knowledge of the existence of the self. There cannot be manifestation of knowledge of the existence of the world. Then we say that is ignorance is total. The total ignorance is. And whenever there's total ignorance, there's also no identity possible. Neither right identity nor wrong identity possible, because there is no knowledge of self-existence. Whenever there is non-identity, in total ignorance there is non-identity. In non-identity, there is always experience of bliss. There is also sukham. What is bliss? The absence of experience of pairs of opposites is bliss. There is a sukha dukkha anubhava. There is no this mental disturbance. There's no thoughts, emotions. Never there is sukham. This is the deep sleep state experience. In deep sleep state, when the mind is non-functional, the conscious sentient mind is present in the body, present, still it is non-functional. That is why in deep sleep state, we say you are very much there, but you are there not knowing your existence means you are as good as dead. You are not dead, you are as good as dead because you do not know your own existence. So the world is there, but the world is as good as non-existent for a person who is asleep. The nothing is you alone are. You alone are without any divisions. So in sleep, everyone has this Advaita Anubhavaha. There's non-dual experience in sleep. There's no vision of non-duality, but there is experience of non-dual experience. So whenever there's total ignorance, there is non-identity, there's non-dual experience, there is sukham, the mind is non-functional because the thoughts do not rise. Therefore, the thoughts cannot go and pervade, the conscious thoughts cannot pervade the sense, all the ten powers. Well, the thoughts cannot, back up the sense powers. All sense powers also remain resolved as non-functional. Therefore, no physical activity is possible because karmendriyani remain resolved. No perception can take place. No knowledge can take place because sense powers also resolved. When all ten powers remain resolved, then pranas alone are functional. When the conscious mind is present within the physical body, pranas are functional. So pranas, all physiological functions constantly, continuously happen only as long as the conscious mind is present within the body. Even though pranas are functional, for the pranas to be functional, the pranas are dependent on the presence of the conscious mind within the physical body. Even pranas cannot function independently without the presence of the conscious sentient mind. So it is the presence of the conscious sentient mind which contributes for the life of the physical body. So in deep sleep state, when mind and 10 powers are non-functional, 11 aspects are non-functional, even the pranas are functional, still the physical activities are not possible in deep sleep state for a person. So perception, knowledge also is not possible. Therefore, the person is as good as dead in sleep. That is why in Vedic culture, it's very important for a person to have shower first as soon as one wakes up from sleep. And again, we do not go back to the bed. We do not touch the bed because always it's considered very unclean. Okay. So here, but when the mind becomes functional, means how do you understand? Mind is functional, you can understand when you know your own existence. When you have knowledge of existence of the world, then you understand mind is functional. When you know your own existence, when you know the existence of the world, when all 10 powers also become functional, then interaction with the world also is possible. Then emotions also can rise. Thoughts can rise. Perceptions is possible. Knowledge can rise of the objects. Then there is life. Interaction with the world is possible. Then you are alive. Then you have the status of being existent in the waking state. Okay. Now, when does the conscious mind depart from the physical body? when the prarabdha karma phalam comes to an end, how long can the conscious sentient mind stay within any given physical body? Who determines the entry of the conscious mind and the departure of the conscious mind? Existence of the conscious mind within the physical body is determined by the prarabdha karma phalam. So the prarabdha karma phalam ends. Whatever the person has to enjoy has come to an end, the mind will leave. Whenever the conscious mind, sentient mind leaves the physical body, there cannot be what? The mind can leave, conscious mind can leave, but it cannot be functional without the physical body. For the mind to be functional, it needs an abode. It needs a physical body. For the body to be alive, it needs to have the conscious mind in it, within it. For the mind to be functional, it needs a physical body. When the conscious mind leaves the physical body, it can be conscious and sentient, but it cannot be functional. So that's why Swamiji used to say, every time whoever dies, that person is safe. For a person who's dead, for him it is like remaining in sleep. There's no pain. When you are in sleep, you have no pain. So also whoever leaves the physical body, when the departure of the mind happens, then that for that person, the jiva, it is like remaining in sleep. He does not know how you do not know the existence of your own physical body or the world. The person who's departed from the mind which has departed from the body, then that person has no pain, no suffering. He is comfortable. Sukham. That is why death is relative freedom. Apekshika moksha. Everyday sleep is a temporary freedom. Everyday sleep is a temporary freedom. Death is another slightly longer temporary freedom. So how long will that conscious mind be outside of the body? Until the next set of prarabdha ordains another physical body, physical system for this mind, the mind will be simply there, hanging around. That we cannot, mind is extremely subtle, we cannot interact with the person. It's exactly how we cannot interact with the person who is asleep, because he's not available for interaction, because knowledge remains resolved. I sense remains resolved. Therefore, the person's sleep is not available for interaction. So also the person who has departed also is very much present, very much alive. Without the physical body, the same person is very much there, but not available for interaction. So the pain is, the pain for us is because the person is not available for interaction anymore. That is why it's painful. We miss the physical presence of the person because the person is not available for interaction. But the person is very much alive. Only body has been left away. Only body has been left away. That is why we do Shraddha. Why we do ancestral worship. We perform Shraddha, Amavasya Tarpanam, other Shraddha Karmas, etc. for ancestors we do. Because the soul survives death. So here, when the mind travels, when the mind goes, the reflecting medium goes out. When the manifesting medium moves out, the manifestation also goes with the mind. What travels is the manifestation of consciousness, reflection of consciousness, not the consciousness. Manifestation of Atma, the knowledge, goes out. It is like when you keep your face in front of the mirror is moving means, when the mirror moves, reflection of your face also moves. The original face does not move. The reflection of the face moves. Why? Because the reflecting medium moves. even though the reflecting medium moves, the reflection is distinct from the reflecting medium, though it is inseparable. Not distant, but distinct. That reflection should be distinguished from the reflecting medium cognitively. And that reflection should be identified with what? The original face. That reflection is of this face, distinct from the reflecting medium, the mirror. The reflection of the face is distinct from the reflecting medium, the mirror. The reflection is of the face. The reflection should be identified with the original face as its reflection. The reflecting medium being different from the reflection should be understood. Similarly here, when you see the sun above, when you see reflections of so many reflections of the only sun in many waves, the waves keep on tossing here and there, moving. We can see the reflections of sun also move, but the source of reflection does not move. Similarly here, this manifestation of consciousness alone is said to be jiva. The manifested consciousness is said to be jiva. So manifestation is of the pure consciousness, pure knowledge, the Atma. And the manifesting medium, the mind, is what? Matter. So the manifestation of consciousness, the manifesting medium, mind, are inseparable physically. But still, the manifested consciousness can be distinguished from the manifesting media, the mind. And it should be identified with what? Its source, the Atma. Therefore, jiva is Atma. Manifestation is of the pure knowledge, pure consciousness, Atma. Atma is not the manifestation, but the manifestation is what? It's Atma only. So the word manifestation of consciousness also sometimes is meant by the word Atma, Jivaha, Dehi, etc. So very, very careful. Dehi, one who is endowed with the body, Jivaha, or Atma, these words are used sometimes to mean the source of manifestation, the pure knowledge, pure consciousness, Atma. Sometimes these words also mean the manifestation of consciousness. So whenever the mind leaves, Atma, the pure consciousness, cannot leave, but manifestation goes. Like what? Just as the movement of mirror is what? Movement of the reflection of the face also. Similarly here, when the mind departs, the manifesting medium leaves the physical body, the manifestation of consciousness also leaves. This is what is sometimes said to be the departure of Atma. How did the doubt come? So how can Atma depart? All pervasive Atma cannot depart, cannot come and go. So departure of Atma is just an expression simply to say that the departure of the conscious mind along with its manifestation of consciousness. So manifested consciousness, reflected consciousness alone travels along with the mind. But not the consciousness, the pure consciousness, the source. So when the mind departs, the body, all 10 powers go along with the mind. When all the 10 powers goes along with the mind, they all become non-functional. Then what is there? The physiological functions also stop. Slowly. It takes a little time for them to stop. When the physiological functions stop, that becomes evidence for any doctor to 100% confirm the person is no more alive. The body is dead. the physical body, just like which is like a dress, which has been removed, and the person is gone. Who determines this? Paradha karma palam determines. What happens to the departed soul? What happens to the departed mind, conscious mind, with the manifestation of consciousness? Another body will be ready in keeping the next set of paradha karma. So again, punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam, punarapi janani yatareshayanam. Again, it is another mother's womb, another mother's womb. I exhaust next set of parabdha. Again, get into another mother's womb. Exhaust next set of parabdha. Accumulate no punya papa. Keeps on going. That's why there's no death. Life is a beginningless, endless cycle of births and deaths. There's no beginning. So there's no destruction at all. How long will this journey be there? Going from one mother's womb to another mother's womb, as long as one has parabdha karma palam. How long can one have the karmas? Sanjita agami parabdha karmas. As long as one has kartrutvam and bhoktrutvam, doership and enjoyership. How long can one have doership and enjoyership? What is doership and enjoyership? Having a very strong notion, I am the doer, I am the enjoyer. As long as these notions are there, so long will there be accumulation of punya papams. So long will there be karma. So long will there be mind surviving, entering into different bodies. This is called samsara. How long will there be this kartrutvam, bhoktrutvam? As long as one has strong identity with the body, mind and complex. How long will there be this identity? As long as a person does not know one's own sarupam, what I am. The person stops happy with his very knowledge, I am. And if he does not question what I am, what this I is, what this I is, what I am, as long as the person does not ask this question and does not distinguish I from this, does not discover the swarupa of the I, as long as the person does not discover this exalted fact of one's own self being Brahma, I am, I the self am, consciousness, pure knowledge implied by the term Atma. Aham Atma Asmi, Aham Brahma Asmi. As long as one does not discover this fact, one does not have his cognitive identity of one's own self being Brahman, there so long will there be wrong identity, wrong notions, thereby one will accumulating punya papams, there'll be one mind will survive. And when a person discovers this fact, Aham Brahma Asmi, only then mind will resolve by itself. The mind cannot be destroyed by anybody. Mind will come back again and again and again and again and again and again. Mind will come back. And the mind will come back, and with the manifestation of consciousness. Without the manifestation of consciousness, mind cannot even survive. So the mind will come back. Mind cannot be destroyed at all. And with all same, all the past experiences, past things, past anger, past pain, past things, all unresolved issues of the previous Janma, having a big, okay, subconscious, having everything loaded in subconscious, again the mind will come back, assuming another body. It will continue. That's why mind cannot be destroyed, but mind can be resolved only in the wake of the jnanam. அஸ்வஜானாதேவ கைவல்யம், ஞானாதேவ மோக்ஷா. ஒன்லி வென் யூ டிஸ்கவர் யுவர் ஸ்வரூபம் அண்ட் வென் இக்னரன்ஸ் கோஸ், ஆல் இக்னரன்ஸ் காஸ் ப்ராப்ளம்ஸ் வில் ரிசால்வ், தி மைண்ட் வில் ரிசால்வ் ஃபார் குட். தேர் இஸ் நோ மோர் மைண்ட், தே வில் நாட் பி மைண்ட் எனி மோர் ஃபார் இட் டு அஸ்யூம் அனதர் பாடி. That is said to be Videha Mukti. So Jain Mukti will be continued. Videha Mukti. Not being born again. Because there won't be a mind to assume another body. There is no ajnanam for the mind to be there. The mental problems to be there. This is how the Antahkaranam is. So, but for the presence of the Atma, but for the existence of the Atma, but for the blessing of the Atma by its mere presence, there's no way of Antahkaranam becoming conscious and sentient. There's no way of having the manifestation of that consciousness. There's no way of mind becoming conscious and sentient. There's no way of other powers becoming conscious, sentient, and functional. There's no way of body having a life. There's no way of having interaction with the world. Okay, this is the fact. The same fact is discussed in these two mantras. The previous mantra which we saw yesterday and the mantra which we have to see today. Is it clear? Sometimes I have to go out to come back to the same teaching again. If the blessing of the Atma, Atma Anugraha, Atma Krupa Asti Chet, Manasaha Indriyanam Jivitam. Only if this blessing of the Atma, the mind and subtle powers can become conscious, sentient, functional, thereby the life of an individual body is also possible. Interaction with the world is possible. If there is no blessing of Atma, Atma Anugraha Nasti Chet, the subtle powers cannot even have the status of being existent. Where is the question of becoming conscious, sentient, and functional? Where is the question of lending life to the physical body? Where is the question of having interaction with the life, world? So, this is what is discussed in these two mantras. Okay, this you need to know. Whatever I said today should be understood for understanding the two mantras. Okay, let us see the fourth mantra now. Kincha. If yadi anugraha asti, தரிஹி ஜீவிதம் சாத்தியம் பவதி. இஃப் பிளஸ்ஸிங் ஆஃப் ஆத்மா இஸ் தர், லைஃப் பிகம்ஸ் பாசிபிள். பிளஸ்ஸிங் ஆஃப் தி ஆத்மா இஸ் நாட் தர், லைஃப் இஸ் நாட் பாசிபிள். தட் இஸ் வாட் இஸ் செட் இன் டூ மந்த்ரஸ். இஃப் லைஃப் ஆத்மாஸ் பிளஸ்ஸிங்ஸ் ஆர் தர், லைஃப் இஸ் பாசிபிள் மீன்ஸ் அன்வயகா. If Atma's blessings are not there, the life is not possible. It's what? Vyatireka. And what is Anvayaha and Vyatireka? I got it? Okay. Let us see here. Kincha asya vishram samanasya sharirasthasya dehinaha deha vimuchya manasya kimatra parisishyate. அஸ்ய விஸ்ரம்சமானஸ்ய ஷரீரஸ்தஸ்ய தேஹினஹ தேஹாத் விமுச்யமானஸ்ய கிம் அத்ர பரிசிஷ்யதே ஏதத்வை தத். அத்ர கிம் பரிசிஷ்யதே, வாட் எல்ஸ் இஸ் தேர் in this body? Atra means in this body. Parisishyate, what else does remain? When விஸ்ரம்சமானஸ்ய ஹயஸ்தஸ்ய தேகினஹ தேகாத் விமுச்சியமானஸ்ய. தேஹி 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 இத்துக்தே கஹார்த்தா, வாட்ஸ் த மீனிங்? தேகா யஸ்ய அஸ்தி சஹ தேஹி, தி ஒன் ஹூ இஸ் எண்டவுட் வித் த பாடி இஸ் தேஹி. சோ தேஹி கேன் மீன் ஹூம் தி மேனிஃபெஸ்டேஷன் ஆஃப் கான்சியஸ்னஸ் ஆல்சோ இஸ் ஹெட் டு பி தேஹி. The source of manifestation of consciousness, source of manifestation is also said to be Dehi. You have to understand very clearly here. Okay? But here Dehi means the indweller of the body. Dehinaha. Shrirastaha. Dehi, the indweller of the body. Obtaining within the physical body. So the manifestation of consciousness obtaining in the mind exists within the physical body. Shairastasya. Visramsamanasya. Visramsamanaha. Sramsamanaha. See, sramsate means slips. Sramsate, slips. Sramsamanaha, slipping. Visramsamanaha, that which is slipping. Slipping means what? That which moves out. Visramsamanasya. And dehat vimuchyamanasya. So this dehi, who obtaining within the body, who leaves the physical body, who goes out of the physical body, thereby becomes free from the body of dehat vimuchyamanaha. No more imprisoned within the physical body. Whenever the mind goes out of the body, conscious mind leaves the physical body, then what happens? Conscious mind alone can leave. You know very well, the pure consciousness cannot leave the mind, body. It is the mind, conscious mind which leaves, not the consciousness. It is not pure knowledge which leaves, it is the knowledgeable mind, the conscious mind, sentient mind alone departs. So here, visramsamanasya means when the dehi, the indwelling of the body, the conscious mind, with the manifestation of consciousness, leaves the physical body. Physical body. Thereby what happened? Becomes free from the body. Vimuchyamanaha. Visramsamanaha. Leaves. Thereby what happens? Vimuchyamana. Becomes freed from the body. Being freed from the body. Dehat vimuchyamanaha. Liberated from the body temporarily. Not permanently. Temporarily freed from the body and leaving the body, this dehi, this indweller, obtaining in the body and leaves, dehi, atra means what? In this physical body, kim parisishyate, what remains then? What remains? Means what? The body. All the, it's like Puja Swami used to say, all the offices when they leave, then the office rooms become vacant. Isn't it? Even though this absolutely all-pervasive Atma is very much there, but still the manifestation of consciousness is not there because the manifesting medium has left. The manifesting medium leaves, manifestation also goes along with the manifesting medium. Therefore, what happens? All the powers become non-functional. All the powers become resolved. They also leave along with the mind. When the conscious mind leaves, the pranas also become non-functional. Then what is there? Just the inert elemental body is Is it in elemental body remains inert elemental lifeless dead body is with in pure consciousness Atma. There is no life possible. Life is not there in the body. Life is not there. Atma is, Brahman is, but life is not there. The source of the life is, but the life is not. And etadvaitat. So what does this word etad mean? Etad stands for this, the content. Okay, this I. In fact, this manifestation is of that. Manifestation is of that Atma, the source of manifestation, is Atma. This is the literal meaning of the mantra. Sharirastasya dehinaha visramsamanasya dehat muchyamanasya asya atra dehe kim parisishyate. What else remains in this gross physical body when this indweller of the body, obtaining within the body, leaves the physical body, becoming liberated from the body temporarily? This is the literal meaning of the mantra. What do we need to understand here? So here we are understanding how Atma blesses the body. The presence of Atma contributes for the manifestation of the knowledge. Because the manifestation of knowledge alone, the inert mind becomes conscious and sentient and functional. Thereby, all the 10 powers become conscious, sentient and functional. Thereby, physiological functions also are functional within the body. Thereby, the whole physical body has life. Thereby, interaction is possible. And then, enjoyment of punya, results of punya pams also is possible. Life is possible. So life is blessing of the Atma. That is the teaching here. Okay. Let us see the mantra now. Asya sharirasthasya atmanaha. Asya sharirasthasya atmanaha. Must be very careful. Sharirasthasya atmanaha means what? Atma is all pervasive. Atma is not only in the body. The Atma obtaining within the physical body means what? As Jiva. Atma obtaining within the physical body as Jiva in the form of manifestation. Sharirastasya Atmanaha Visramsamanasya Visramsamanaha Sramsamanaha V is a prefix. Visramsamanasya means what? Avasram samanasya. So, visram samanaha, avasram samanaha, two different prefixes, that's all same meaning. Sram samanaha, visram samanaha, avasram samanaha, we and ava are prefixes, that's all. Brahm shamanasya. See, for one word, Shankaracharya gives two different words. Visram samanaha is dehi. Who is dehi? Sharirastaha Atma, the all-pervasive Atma obtaining within every physical body, indwelling every physical body, is what? Sharirastaha Atma. That is in the form of manifestation. See, in every physical body, there is pure consciousness, Atma, all-pervasive, unmoving consciousness. There is also in every physical, within every physical body, there's also the moving, mobile manifestation of consciousness inseparable from the manifesting medium mind. The two are there. Okay. The two means what? One only as two. In every physical, within every physical body, there is unmoving, all pervasive consciousness, Atma. And there's also manifestation or reflection of the same Atma, inseparable from the reflecting medium, the manifesting medium, the mind. that here we say. So, sharirasthasya atmanaha asya visram samanasya avasram samanasya, who slips away, who moves out of the body, okay, brahmshamanasya dehinaha. So dehi is what? Dehavataha, atma which entered with the body. Now, what is the meaning of the word visramsa, visramsanam, visramsana shabdartamaha? Now, here, Shankara Bhagavatpada says again, visramsanam, visramsate, verb, visramsanam, gerund, visramsana shabda artaha, shabdartaha, shabdartam aha, vimuchyamanaha. So, visramsamanaha is equal to vimuchyamanaha. Dehat vimuchyamana. Upanishad herself gives the meaning of the word visramsamanaha as dehat vimuchyamanaha. So, this, the manifestation of consciousness obtaining in the mind, the manifesting medium, within the physical body, which is freed from the my body. When it leaves the physical body, it is no more bound by the body. It is free from the body. Deha vimuchyamanaha. Vimuchyamanasya means vimuchyamane sati. Vimuchyamanasya iti. Kimatra parisishyate. Then what remains here in this body? The exam, what remains here means what? What does this question mean? Pranadi kalape nakinchana parisishyate atra dehe. Dehe atra kim parisishyate? What else remains within the physical body? Once the conscious mind leaves as ordained by the paradha karma phalam, along with the mind, the manifesting medium, the manifestation, reflection also goes, then what remains within the physical body? Nothing remains. Nothing remains means what? Nothing remains means, no, I'm not talking about the Atma here. Or rest of the subtle aspects. Mind goes means independently without the conscious mind, all 10 powers cannot survive. All 10 pancha karmendriyani, pancha gyanendriyani, all 5-10 powers also become resolved. They become non-functional. Then they also go along with the mind. They go along with the mind. In Bhagavad Gita is a beautiful verse which says, okay, when the wind blows, what does the wind do? When the wind blowing over the flower garden, takes only the fragrance of the flowers along with it, leaving the flowers behind. When the wind blows over the flower garden, the wind takes the fragrance along with it, leaving the flowers behind. Similarly here, when the mind leaves, the conscious leaves the physical body, it takes all subtle aspects, all subtle 10 powers also go. That's all. When 11 depart, the mind becomes, they become resolved. All 10 powers become non-functional, resolved. That's all. They're no more there. They also go with the mind. Then prana stop. Physiological functions stop. So no, inside the physical body, physiological functions cannot happen. They will stop. No more physiological functions. Kimatra avasishyate parisishyate means physiological functions do not happen. Then perception does not happen, cannot happen. Cognitions cannot rise. Emotions cannot rise. So, physical activities are not possible. All karmendriyani gone means that's all. Hands are dead. Legs are dead, the whole physical body becomes dead. So 10 powers also, the activators of the physical body, okay, all 5 powers also gone. This what is meant. Kimatra parisishyate means when the conscious mind leaves, when the manifestation of consciousness, then all the 10 powers leave, the physiological functions stop, then inside the physical body, nothing remains. Okay? Nothing remains. This function, life is no more. That is the meaning. Don't think Atma is not there. Okay? The pure consciousness is definitely always there. But what? Life is not there. The life principle. Life is not there. Kimatra dehe parisishyate. So pranadi kalape na kinchana parisishyate. Kalapaha means a group. A group of subtle aspects, subtle instruments and functions, such as prana, etc. So all physiological functions, all sense powers, and powers of organs of actions, nothing remains. Pranadi kalape, in a group of the functions and the instruments, nothing remains within the physical body. Which means 5 pranas and 10 powers. The 15 aspects can remain within the physical body is called pranadi kalapaha. Pranadi kalapaha is equal to 15 aspects. 5 pranas, 10 powers. These 15 can remain within the physical body only if the conscious, sentient mind, the manifesting medium, having the manifestation of consciousness, remains. Okay? This is the meaning of the mantra here. Puraswami vidravanaha iva. See, thank God. Visramsama. I told you already. Visramsate. Sramsate, visramsate. Avasramsate. Brahmshate. Brahmshate. For all these 3 words, Upanishad herself gives the meaning. Dehat vimuchyamanaha. Vimuchyamanaha. Liberated from the body temporarily. When the mind becomes, when the mind goes out, there is liberation, temporary freedom. Why is it temporary freedom? The next set of parabdha will be ready for the mind to be pushed into another body choicelessly. Therefore, freedom is temporary. So when the mind, when will the mind not be pushed into the body? When will not the mind not, when will the mind not assume the body again? When the mind itself is not there, how can it assume a body? Oh, how can you resolve the, when will the mind not assume the body? When the mind is not there, it cannot assume the body. When will the mind not be there? When it resolves for good. When will the mind will resolve for good? Only when ignorance becomes resolved. As long as ajnanam is there, mind also will continue to survive. Ajnanam is the seed, food for the mind, survival of the mind. Ajnanam becomes resolved, ignorance becomes resolved. Ignorance caused all the problems, emotions will become resolved. Kama, krodha, lobha, moha, madha, masa, all of them will resolve for good. The subconscious will become completely resolved. Then mind cannot survive anymore. There won't be mind. That's why you need only jnanam. Jnanam is the, that's what having jnanam is freedom from the hold of mind. Is freedom from mind. Is only when you have the mind is not there. Then what happens to jiva? You remain as just yourself, as Atma Brahma. That is the meaning. Okay. Puraswami vidravanahaiva. Puraswami vidravanahaiva. Puravasinam. यस्य आत्मनः अपगमे क्षणमात्रात् कार्यकरण कलापरूपं सर्वमिदं हतबलं विध्वस्तं भवति विनष्टं भवति सः अन्यः सिद्धः. वेरी ब्यूटिफुल् वाट् ही सेस्. एक्साम्पल् इस् गिवन् हियर्. पुरस्वामि विद्रवणे पुरवासिनां विद्रवः इव विद्रवणम् इव. सी विद्रवणम् मीन्स् वाट्? गोयिङ्ग् अवे. विद्रवणम् मीन्स् गोयिङ्ग् अवे, लीविङ्ग् इस् काल्ड् विद्रवणम्. सो पुरस्वामि मीन्स् वाट्? द लार्ड् आफ् द प्लेस्. पुरस्वामि मीन्स् एनि किङ्ग् इस् काल्ड् पुरस्वामि, द मास्टर् आफ् द प्लेस्. Puraswami, the king, or the lord of a given place, the leader of the place. Vidravane, Puraswami Vidravane. When the king, the lord of a given place, leaves the place, the leaving of the king of the place takes place. Then what happens? Puravasinam Vidravanam Bhavati. The residents of the place also leave that place. Because they do not want to live in the same place where their king is no more. Similarly, yasya atmanaha apagame, the departure of whose self, yasya atmanaha apagame, when the departure of the atma happens. Please make a note. Yasya atmanaha apagamane. Apagame means atmanaha apagame. When the atma department, which atma? Please make a note. Don't mistake. It's not the atma. When the mind departs, the manifesting medium goes, the inseparable manifestation also leaves. That is what they, okay? The manifestation of consciousness, which are mistaken for the source of the manifestation. Then what happens? Apagami. Kshanamatrat, within no time, within a second, within a fraction of a second, karya karana kalaparupam saidam sarvam, all this obtaining within the body in the form of a group of subtle aspects. Okay. All this in the form of a group of subtle aspects obtaining within the physical body and the physical body. Karya is physical body. Karana kalapa means 15 aspects. A group of 15 aspects is meant by the word karana kalapa. Karya means body. Idam sarvam, sarvam idam, all this in the form of the body, mind sense complex, or we can say a group of subtle aspects and the physical body, all of them. Hata balam bhavati, vidvastam bhavati, becomes the one which has lost its strength, lost its life. Vidvastam bhavati means becomes completely destroyed. Destroyed what? Becomes lifeless. Hatam balam yasya. Hatabalam. In the end, everything becomes lifeless. Hatabalam bhavati. Vidvastam bhavati. Hatabala means what? Strengthless, powerless, non-functional. Vinashtam bhavati, becomes lost, becomes useless anymore, lifeless. Saha anya siddhaha. Now what is, siddhaha means what? What is that thing? It becomes very clear. Saha anyaha. So the manifestation of consciousness is nothing but consciousness. Atma. The manifestation of consciousness is Atma. The reflection of the face is nothing but reflection is of the original face. Similarly, the manifestation is of pure consciousness Atma. And that Atma, the manifestation is of the consciousness Atma, which is distinct from the manifesting medium, the mind, and all the subtle powers obtained within the physical body and the body also. This fact becomes very clear. Saha anyaha iti siddha bhavati. It becomes very clear. This becomes established fact. Is it clear now? I am that Atma. I the Chidabhasa am the Chit. I the reflection am the consciousness. Even though Atma is not the manifestation, the consciousness is not the reflection. The reflection is of the consciousness. Consciousness is not the manifestation, but the manifestation is of the consciousness. This is what, this is cognitively we are distinguishing and understanding. So what happens to the Atma? Nothing happens. Atma is absolutely free, absolutely indestructible. Body becomes disintegrated when the mind leaves. Mind doesn't die. Mind will resolve only in the wake of the jnanam. Until then, mind will be there. Look at this. Manifesting medium goes, manifestation of consciousness goes. Manifestation is no more. So all 10 powers, nipranas, become non-functional, stop. They also go along with the mind. When all of them leave, within the physical body, what else remains? Nothing remains. It means there's no life. And the source of that manifestation is pure knowledge, pure consciousness, implied by the term Atma Brahma. That Atma Aham Asmi, which is absolutely indestructible. This is the meaning. Is it clear? Any questions here?
Somebody, okay. The last sentence, Sahanya Siddha Atma. The Atma, is it now the Jivatma or the, what is meant here?
See, the Jiva, which is distinct from the mind, is nothing but Atma only. And the reflection is of the consciousness. Manifestation is of the consciousness, isn't it? Atma. The distinct. Yeah. We don't see, this understanding is here, manifestation is of the consciousness. And that manifested consciousness is nothing but consciousness, the pure consciousness, Atma. Isn't it? Really speaking, I tell you one thing, one more thing. Puja Swami used to say, make it very clear. There's no such a thing called pure consciousness and manifested consciousness. There's only consciousness. Okay? But still we give two different names. Like what? Let me make it very clear. See, there is light. Isn't it? Light is there. When I bring my hand like this. I bring my hand like this. Then what happens? The hand becomes reflecting medium for the light. Isn't it? The opaque hand, the reflecting medium for the hand. Medium for the light. In the presence of the Please understand, in the presence of the hand in the light, light is said to be what? Reflected light. In the absence of the hand, light is pure light. Are there two lights? Tell me, are there two lights? There's only light. We add these two words, reflected light, pure light. The word pure and the word reflected. Two words are added from the standpoint of the opaque thing. In the presence of the opaque thing, the light is said to be the pure light and the reflected light. The absence of the light, in the absence of the opaque thing, light is a pure light. And the opaque thing is said to be what? Reflection of the light. Isn't it? So here also here, we say, the manifestation of consciousness, reflection of consciousness, is distinct from the reflecting, manifesting medium demand. What is reflection? Reflection is of that. Where should the reflection or the manifestation be identified with? The source of manifestation or with the reflecting medium? The problem now is we identify the reflection with the reflecting medium. We identify the manifestation with this manifesting medium. We cognitively, intellectually distinguish it and associate with its source. Understand? Yeah. These are all different clues for understanding this reality being pure knowledge. A reality being available for recognition as the manifested knowledge. When the reality is available for understanding, we call it manifested knowledge. And available for recognition is pure knowledge. Understand? From the manifestation, we understand its source.
So, can I have another question? Ask another question. Yeah. When you talked about the subtle body leaving after death, my question is how I experience it in death from my mother. What is with the mind? The mind has special characteristics, and when the mind is the subtle body, it leaves. For me, the feeling is as well some part of the conditionings of this mind are released, like they are finished. The prarabdha is finished. Is that true? Like some distortions or
the
some
departure of the mind itself is possible only when the prarabdha comes to an end.
Yeah.
The mind can depart only when the paradha ends. They'll be simply there. The life does not go. The person is still alive. Mm. You know, how long? Only when the paradha comes to an end, then the mind will depart. You cannot stop. Mm. Whether a person is sick or healthy, it doesn't matter. Sick person, dead person, healthy person, old person, young person. Mind leaves.
Is the condition or the of the mind, is it as well determined by prarabdha, or do you take all the stuff with yourself, or is it as well finished, some part of it? Like
of course, yeah, that is definitely prarabdha determines.
Okay.
See, what all you have in subconscious, what all can surface, it's all prarabdha only, prarabdha store.
Okay, this is okay, yeah. So it's part of the
whole. Parabdha karma. Parabdha karma is there as long as ajnanam is there. See, even the parabdha karma is there only if there is a wrong identity. Isn't it? If there is no wrong identity, means no identity, means there is no parabdha karma also. The centered problem centered on I will be resolved. I have karma is the problem, isn't it? So, have you made it very clear or not?
Swamiji, it's the eighth Advaita, that's the, you know, when we said what remains in the body afterwards, right?
Mm-hmm. After death. There the eighth means, we don't say what remains in the body. Eighth means, Etad means this. This indicates that which is referred to by the word I. Okay? I refers to what? I here is manifestation of knowledge. I, what is I? Manifestation of knowledge of self-existence, isn't it? I am. What is I? I stand for am also, isn't it? I is an expression. I is the first person singular pronoun, is a word, an expression of the manifestation of knowledge of the self. I, isn't it? When you say I am, what is I am? Etad refers to this I am only. I only. What is this I? We add am also. I am. Manifestation of knowledge of existence of the self. I am. What is I am? Manifestation of the knowledge of the existence of the self in terms of I am. That manifestation of knowledge is, the manifested knowledge is nothing but Tad Atma. Understand? Manifestation is of that. Tad means the pure consciousness, the pure knowledge. The source of manifestation is Tad. Etad is this. Etad means manifestation, obtaining within the mind. This is that. When you see your face in the mirror, you say what? The reflection is of your face or not? Reflection is of what? Reflection belongs to what? Reflection of a face. Okay, when you see in the mirror. Reflection is of your face, which is not distant from the reflecting medium, the mirror, but a distinct from the reflecting medium mirror. Is it clear? See, the reflecting medium, Swamiji doesn't like actually very gross examples. But for want of expression, we have to use these examples. Puja Swamiji doesn't like all these funny examples sometimes. He'll say, it will create another confusion. But you have to understand the bhava there. You have to understand what should be understood. Is it clear what I'm saying?
I think my confusion...
Again. No. Etadvaitat means this I is nothing but manifestation of knowledge, which is nothing but Atma. Ahamatma. And what is the source of I? What is source of I? Consciousness. The consciousness obtaining as a source of I here, nothing but the consciousness which is there, the truth of the whole Jagat. It's the same reality obtaining as a Swarupa of the knower, I, is same reality which is the source of the whole Jagat, the truth of the whole Jagat. Tat stands for the all-pervasive reality Atma. The same Atma obtaining within every individual body, mind, hence complex, as the truth of I is also what? Same Atma only.
Swaminiji, namaskaram. I had a quick question. You see, when the mind and the 10 powers move on, but the next janma is not a human janma, what happens to the mind and the 10 powers? Will it re-manifest only when it gets another human body?
Yes.
Okay.
See, the mind can enter into only a human body. Suppose the jiva, such a dushta, the person is very wicked person, only papa the person has, then that's called ruining one's mind. It's called pranasha. See, a person losing one's mind, mind will not be there as an evolved mind. That's called pranasha. When a human being loses one's that mind, buddhinasha, pranasha, they say. And then with limited powers, the person entering to other animal body, that's called pranasha. That's called losing one. There's no greater loss. Death is not at all said to be loss in the Shastra. Now, what is loss? Losing one's status of being a human being, having the knowledge of self-existence is nasha. Because when you assume another human, another animal body means, and then you will, there won't be the manifestation of not just self-existence. There won't be self-consciousness. The mind will be there, but without the self-consciousness. Then that mind is limited mind, isn't it? Very limited. In animal body, there will not be manifestation of self-conscious, manifestation of knowledge of self-existence. There won't be self-consciousness, self-awareness in other living beings. See, etadvaitati, every time we have been seeing etadvaitati means this is that. This is that means what? The nearest self obtaining within the body as the content of I, nothing but the content of the truth of Ishvara, the whole jagat. That's the meaning. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.